Welcome. I'm Danielle Sally.
And I'm Eva Foussard.
And you're listening to Ghost Boss, stories about the freelance afterlife.
Hey, ghosties.
Hey.
We are back. How are you, yeah. Eva?
I'm good. I'm not not.
Are you Eva Stressita?
Eva Stressita. No, I'm doing okay today.
Maybe that's how we start the podcast. We'll do a temperature check. What's your level of Stressita today?
Stressita from Bonita to Stressita.
Yeah. So where are you on your range?
Do we know the lore? Does everybody here understand the lore of where I came up with Bonita to Stressita?
That would mean they've listened to every single episode, including season one, where you told us.
Do you remember the lore?
You said it was from Family Guy, I think.
Yes. It was from, there's a clip of Family Guy where Brian is dressed up in a dress. Brian's the dog. And Chris, the brother, the older brother, is like, "Do you look Bonita?" And Brian goes, "I feel Bonita." And then Chris goes, "Wonderful, because you look Bonita." And so that was trending on TikTok. And then this girl got on there. This is like 2 or 3 years ago. And she goes, "I don't feel Bonita. I don't feel Bonita. I feel Stressita. Stressita." She added some other colorful language that I'm omitting on the podcast. But that's where I picked up Bonita to Stressita. And then just the nature of me oversharing, I don't tell you when I'm feeling Bonita. I just tell you when I'm feeling Stressita.
Sure.
So if you
and then we know.
If you didn't know the lore, that's the canon of why Eva is Stressita. So
there you go. There you go. We love it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got so excited. We're talking about tech issues.
Okay.
Was there a segue?
Tube
top?
Hold on. No, I'm going to keep this in because maybe not. We record now from home, so we have to wait on Riverside to not like sync up, like not mess up and give us a bunch of delays or give us like the worst like frozen images you've ever seen in your life. So there's all these really strange transitions that I have to cut way more of them out of the episodes now because we're not looking at each other. And that actually, I'm going to make this an awkward transition because I'm good at that and say that this week's episode is about tech support and how we are our own IT department and it's terrible.
Yes, it's terrible. We are the worst IT people. Everyone is, right?
Right.
Unless you're actually in IT.
Which if you are, I'm going to file you with the accountants. Ew. I know it's important, but gross.
Oh, man.
So I have a lot to say on this. I did not feel like I had as much to say on some other topics, but a few things. Sure. First off, the most places that I've ever worked, I was the only Mac user, or I was one of like three Mac users in the whole company because designers insist on working on Macs. And then IT was like, "That's fine, but then we're not going to support it." So I was always my own tech support for my computer, like the entire time I had a corporate job. You probably didn't have that same experience at an agency, would be my guess.
No, the only time I had not similar issue. I worked at an IT company.
Okay. Well, there you go.
They made us all be on PCs. So for 2 years, I had to do everything I do on a PC. And let me tell you,
it was terrible. It was terrible.
It was so hard to figure out, which key do I hit to get the cursor?
No. Y'all have heard about my clickety clackety keyboard that I just got. You have to tell it that you're on a Mac so that the key commands are correct.
Oh, but
it
took me
a full 30 minutes to figure out how to do that. And I was deeply regretting my clickety clackety keyboard, but now I love her because I figured out how to tell her what kind of computer she's on.
I've had this conversation with a couple other solopreneurs where the one thing, one of the hardest things is not having the tech support that we had when we worked at a company, not having someone that can just call and figure out why my email's not working at the moment, or why something's not working at the moment, or like, why can't I connect to my client's OneDrive right now? But I can, I connect to this other client's OneDrive. Like, why? And I just wish sometimes I had someone that I could just Slack or email or call and say, fix this for me, please. And I don't have that anymore. And that I do miss that, Eva. I miss that a lot.
So when we started talking about this, it reminded me that not only am I tech support for myself, but I am tech support for some of my clients, which is, So I have a story because right before this episode, Danielle was like, do we want to do this topic or this topic? I was like, well, I got a story. So I build some websites, but not like websites like what Danielle does. Like I do like little out of the box, like Squarespace sites, because sometimes that's all people need, right?
Right.
But then also I end up managing a lot of existing websites for people that were built like somebody like you. So like, you know, some WordPress sites and things like that. And one of my clients, there's a members only section of their website. And so I get an email every time somebody registers as a new user. And I got 200 new user emails in an hour.
Oh no. Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. So I was like, okay, well, let me figure out what's going on. And so like literally over the course of like two days, they got like 1,000 or 2,000. It was like a bot attack or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And so I figured out that they didn't have, I don't know how to say it because I had to Google how to type it every single time. The thing with the bicycles, click on the picture.
CAPTCHA.
CAPTCHA.
I might be saying it wrong too. I don't know. I found out I was saying something else wrong. Fave icon. Apparently that's wrong. So
I was also going to say CAPTCHA. So I don't know if that's correct or not, but that's how I said it.
Someone will correct us. That's what the internet's for.
Correct. So they didn't have CAPTCHA because this is like a little like nonprofit at the time. Like that level of security just didn't really seem required. Also, I didn't set up their website, so I don't know why that decision was made not to have it. But now they need it because these bots are like are going to overwhelm the website. At the very least, we're going to run out of space with a number of like bogus users on there. And I was like, you know, they were asking me questions about why somebody would set that up. And I was like, I never really got an answer for that. There's some more complex answers about like why you would want to overwhelm a server that I just don't think actually apply to a site like this. Cause there's not like, there's not valuable data behind it. There's not like, I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. And I was like, by the time I figure it out, I just don't think you want me to build the hours to really dive into why. Right. I think you just want me to fix it. And they're like, yeah, fix it. So at the same time, one of their emails stopped working. Like one of their email addresses at their domains also stopped working. So I had to install CAPTCHA, and then there's a CAPTCHA 2 and a CAPTCHA 3, and I had the wrong one installed. And then it took me a while to figure that out because only one was on the WordPress and I had the wrong one. Like it was a whole thing. This is not something I normally do.
Right.
So I was having to spend a tremendous amount of time figuring this stuff out as we go, because like this website is probably going to crash soon if I don't get these bots to stop. And so then like I put the wrong CAPTCHA on the website, but like it got the bots to stop, but then no real people could log in.
Yeah, no one's going through. No one at all. It's that secure.
but not too many people try to get on the website. So all I said, well, like if you're having problems logging in, reach out. And like two people reached out and I was like, we're having some problems. Like if there's something specific you need me to do for you, I'm happy to do that. But we're ironing out. And they're like, okay, fine. So then I'd been working on it on my big computer. And then later that night, I was like, I'm going to work downstairs, like while I'm watching TV or something. So I go downstairs with my laptop and I go onto the site to see if I can like keep working on this and figure out why the CAPTCHA is not working. I hadn't logged on my laptop in a while, so then I couldn't log into the website.
Oh no.
Then I had a panic attack because I was like, oh my God, I've locked myself out of the website when I know what's wrong, but I'm the only one that can fix it. Luckily, I was still logged in upstairs on my big computer. So I was able to like get in and fix it. So then I took the CAPTCHA off and then I figured out whichever one I needed, the two or the three or whatever. So I got it all ironed out. At the exact same time, I'm figuring out why their email doesn't work. And so I've gone on the back end and looked at everything that I know about that kind of stuff and I can't figure it out. So I get on to tech support with GoDaddy and my friend calls me at like 10 o'clock at night. That is not unusual. This is the time that sometimes me and this friend talk. And she calls me at 10 o'clock at night and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I am on tech support with GoDaddy. I'm on hour two and I spent like 5 hours fixing this bot problem earlier today. And she was like, what? And I was like, I don't know, Ashley. I was like, Eva's job is picture. You know how Ken's job is beach? Eva's job is picture. I have no idea how I got here, but I'm updating DNS records, which at least I know what that is, and like installing CAPTCHA and locking myself out of the website and everybody else on planet Earth, including all the bots. And I don't know why the bots are here, and I don't know why this email address doesn't work, but like... So I was very stressita in this entire endeavor. God. But I got it all figured out.
There you go. There you go. But also, you got like halfway through your story and I realized we're probably driving some developers insane because I was incorrect. It just occurred to me as you were saying CAPTCHA 50 times. I'm like, you know what? I think it's reCAPTCHA.
I think there's different, there's CAPTCHA, there's reCAPTCHA, because this is what I learned.
And then there's 3.0.
Yes.
Long story short, it's very easy to install.
and then, if you got the right one, and then there's one where they have to do a math problem, and then there's one where they have to do there's all kinds of different ones, and it depends on how your WordPress site is configured. And because I'm not a developer, I'm not going to go reconfigure a WordPress website. I just have to get the right key to begin with,
on
Google. It was a whole thing. And it's not what I do. And it's fine. And I figured it out. And I went to bed that night very late, but everything was fine. But it reminded me of like when stuff like this would happen when I worked like in a company, I was able to like loop in IT. Because while they were not developers, this is more of their arena. So they were definitely able to guide me a little bit more, or at least like be a second person to work on it. If y'all think I sound crazy and stressed out talking to Danielle about this, imagine me trying to explain this to the client, because we had a call that Friday to the entire board of healthcare strategy executives at the end of the week. And I was just like, I don't know. It was broken and now it's not broken.
Yep.
And I did not tell them that I locked myself out of the website, but now if they listen to the podcast, they're going to hear about it. But all you got to know is I fixed it.
It's fine now. We're done. There we go.
It's fine now. So,
you also reminded me too, back when I did more front end development and I was working at an agency, it was at a time where we didn't have IT. We didn't have anyone directly in the company that was IT. We had a third party. And the amount of people, because I was a developer, front end developer, I want to say, not back end, front end. Like I'm doing the pretty stuff, okay?
Right.
I would have so many people bring me their iPads, bring me their phones, ask me about emails, ask me about all these things. And I hung up on someone one time because this is a coworker. I was so furious. I flat out said, I am not the IT department. I am a developer. I don't know how to fix your things. Fine. Right. Go. And I would constantly have to say, please submit a support ticket. But it was so frustrating. And now here I am owning my own company, having to be IT. So that's what I get for hanging up on that one coworker. But you know what? They deserved it, Eva. They deserve some Aries rage in that moment.
Did they always call it IT at your company? Because I have a story about it not being called IT.
Yeah, I've only called it IT. What were you calling it?
Well, no. It's not IT. IT was called IT or IS. So information technology or information services is what it was always called. But at my last job, I was in the communications department. Yeah. And so when somebody new would start, they got a new like hire packet and it had me listed as like a contact for communications. And then like, I don't know, a couple months into their job, we figured out that they were like doing their own design stuff and like, you know, whatever. And so I was like, hey, like what's going on? And they're like, oh, well, this isn't what you do. And I was like, well, no, yeah. Like I'm on the thing as communications. They're like, oh, my last job, communications meant the people that do like the phones and like hook up your internet and stuff. I was like, what? Like, yeah. I thought you hooked up phones. I was like, hold on. We've met. What makes you? Hold on.
What about me says I hook up phones? Please tell me. What about me?
It's kind of like you shared on one episode where like it's what creatives can see to other creatives in the room, but like the biggest insult if somebody thinks that not only are you not a creative, but they're like, oh my God, I thought you were like, I can't remember what you referenced. Like,
I think I said nothing wrong with account managers, but I think I did use that
one. An account manager. Yeah. But yeah. So then forever forward after that day, I would go with a new hire. I got on like the HR, like I went to HR and I was like, I want to be like on the agenda for their first day. I just need 15 minutes. Because sometimes I wanted to explain to them, because some companies, if you have stuff for the website, you do go to IT and sometimes you go to communications or sometimes it's called marketing. And so it was just a little bit of orienting them to the nomenclature that we use at that particular organization. Sure. But I always led with, the reason why I'm on your agenda is because I used to not be on the agenda and someone didn't talk to me because they thought I hooked up phones.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
So that's why I'm in your office right now.
Oh my God. And now you might have to hook up a phone.
God, I did have to have, so I feel like Danielle and I have been having a lot of tech problems recently, not just because we're recording from home.
A few?
Yeah, I mean, Mercury was like all up in retrograde not too long ago. Oh, we were like, we cannot.
It was clear. It was clear.
It took forever. But one day, this is a dumb tech support thing for Eva. So one day it stormed and I'd left my house and there were some people here doing work, but I left for a little bit and I came back. And because it had been storming and raining when I got back, my internet didn't work. And I thought it was from the storm. And so I was like, presumably it'll come back on soon. It's not storming that bad. So like my son comes home and I have to tell him he can't like watch TV.
Yeah.
And he can like, you know, cause like there's no internet. I was like, I'm also upset too, man. I've been trying to run off my hotspot all day. It's been annoying. And then I go to check like the outage map and there's no outage in my neighborhood. And I'm like, what happened?
Oh no.
The people who are doing work at my house just accidentally bumped my router and it unplugged.
A 6 hour outage that was just a plug.
Mm-hmm. And then I reset it. But then because I reset it, I'd gotten a new router, like, I don't know, a few months earlier. And because the company came out to set it up, they put it on my old like Wi-Fi network. So the username and password was still the same. Because I'm just, Eva does pictures. Like Ken does beach. I don't know how to do that. So I just reset it and plugged it in, which was fine, but it changed the network and password for it. And then I found out how many things in my house are connected to it. A lot.
Oh, a lot. That's because everything is now, right? It used to just be like your phone and a laptop, but now it is everything.
Everything. My doorbell.
Yeah.
My doorbell, it took me 30 minutes to get my doorbell reconnected to the new Wi-Fi. My printer, I figured out like a week later. Yeah. And so like that was 2 weeks ago and I'm still finding stuff because like if I haven't happened to touch it or need it, I'll figure out something is Wi-Fi connected. I'm like, why is this Wi-Fi connected? And I don't even have a smart home. There's some of y'all that like your all your light bulbs and like
this is only a semi-smart home and
my house was built in 1904. Okay, calm down. Calm down. All right.
We just. Well, you have a doorbell. That's great.
I do. I have the doorbell, which is helpful, but it was not on the Wi-Fi for like, it had this, it looked so angry. The light, the little light was red. It took me forever to figure it out. Well, it was a whole thing. It was a whole thing. And then you have to set it up, but you have to like hook it up to a network to get it to hook to the Wi-Fi. But I was trying to do it on my phone. But the problem is every time I did it on my phone, I had to go off of the Wi-Fi on my phone. So I couldn't get to the instructions anymore. Oh, no. I was like, I ended up standing on my porch, like with my phone and my laptop cussing at my doorbell. So if you live near me and you saw that, outstanding. I'm there sure I looked go. Great.
I will say I do have some people I keep on hand. That if I like more so not, I don't have any IT people I could just keep on hand. That would be nice. But like if I have a major, we'll go back to your like development issues. If I have a major development issues and I'm like, okay, now we're at the point that I'm going to pay someone else to bring them into that project. I have some fixer uppers that they can fix anything because they're the best developers I can work with. But no, those issues, man, when they happen, and it's just like, what's going on? Where do they, because you don't plan for things to break. And it's just straight up panic mode. And sometimes it's just good to be able to say, okay, I'm just gonna call upon this person and just pay them and see if they can fix it. Because I can't worry about this right now. Oh, but Eva, that's stressful. I have some PTSD from some bad site issues from previous jobs. And now anytime, like if a site goes down or a domain didn't get renewed, I have such panic. So I'm like hyper focused on those things now. But when the bots get you, that's just rude.
It was wild. And I just couldn't, and the client, like not persistently, but they were asking, they're like, why? And I was like, I don't know. And I looked up some things about why it might be happening. And I don't know. And then like, I still know. And then I get really frustrated because I'm a digital native, right? Like we're the first generation.
Yeah.
Or like, I guess, we're like on the edge of the first generation considered to be digital natives, meaning that we were interacting with technology on a high level, like starting like, sure. When we were young, like not as intense as like what our kids experienced, but like I had my first at home computer when I was like 10. I was taking computer classes at 8, right? So meaning that like we did not have to learn significant amounts of technology in a like a life altering way when we were older.
Right.
So being a digital native and like an elder millennial and just like, and having taken a lot of classes in college where they like taught me like how to like kind of Google my way out of whatever. When I can't figure it out, I feel so stupid. I feel so dumb. I'm like looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, don't forget who you are. Like, I'm just like, what is happening? Like, why can't I figure it out? And then I'm like, it's actually totally fine. Because you're not a developer. Like, this is not your skill set. And then I'm sitting here, I'm like, but no, this is trash. Why can't I figure this out? This is terrible. And then I'm like,
it gets frustrating though.
I get so mad. I get so stressy. I get so mad.
You also just made me realize, like, we actually have a good amount of Gen Z listeners because we hit home with a lot of students. We have some students that like to follow us. What, Eva, I just had a moment. Like, what if they're listening to this and they're like, oh, these millennials, they just don't understand tech.
Well, I almost said, and now I'll just say it, I feel like a boomer when I can't figure it out.
That's my point.
I feel like a boomer. And I'm like, I feel like a boomer that just got a phone and I don't know how to turn the volume down. And I've got the case with the flippy thing with the car. I just, I don't like it when I don't understand tech the same way I don't like it when I don't understand like social trends. Like I don't have to like the social trend. Like I don't have to like it, but I get frustrated and it doesn't happen a lot. Because according to my son, I'm Sigma. He did tell me that yesterday, which was great. Yeah, that's a good thing.
I don't know if I know what that means.
It's eight. Well, he's real chatty, so he just like explained the whole thing to me, right? So
okay,
like,
great.
Yeah, he told me I have Sigma, and then he gave me like a little mini dissertation about how that's a good thing. Cool. So I have Sigma, which is I think is like having Riz to Gen Z.
I've heard of this one.
Yeah, Sigma is Gen Alpha talk. But anyways,
all right.
So I don't have to like a trend. That's not the litmus test for me. But if I don't get it, like if I look at it and I'm like, I have no idea what's happening. Yeah. I feel like I am the crypt keeper. I feel 1,000 years old. I can't.
It's just rude, right?
I can't think of anything recently.
When did we turn into the old ones?
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm cool for being old. It's fine, but
you're not a regular podcaster. You're a cool podcaster.
I'm cool. I just when I can't figure out technology, I get so frustrated because for so long I've been the person at work or in the house that fixed everybody's tech. So like when I can't figure out tech, oh girl, I get so mad. And then like I'm like, it's like, have you ever heard the analogy that like when you drive, like anybody who drives faster than you is a maniac and everybody who drives slower than you is an idiot? Like you are the only person that's doing the perfect like way of driving.
Eva, that's how so funny because that's legit me. I mean, I'm the perfect driver.
Correct.
You've been in my car.
Mm-hmm. Correct. I feel the same way about technology. Anything that I understand is like clear and simple and straightforward. Anything above like my threshold, I'm like, this is way too complicated. And they need to get a UX like specialist in here because none of this makes any sense. And who does their customer service? And I'm happy to be your data point. Like there's no in between. There's no in between.
I pull that UX card all the time because I'll be on a website and I get so frustrated if I can't figure out what I'm doing.
Yes.
And then my Aries rage comes up fast. And so I'm like, well, as a UX designer, I would do this, and this. Like, clearly they aren't working with anyone.
Well, and so I don't say I do UX because you do UX, but it doesn't mean I don't know anything about UX because clearly the level of what I do touches it, right? So like,
all designers at this point have to touch UX in some way.
Some way, shape, or form. So like,
yes,
in the world of designers, I would not say I do UX because it's not the level that you do. But like to non-designers, I'm like, yeah, I do some UX because I do. Like those statements mean the same things in those contexts or can be both true in those contexts. And so when I get irritated with a website or an app or an interface, like, you know, like a touchscreen somewhere or whatever, I get so fussy because I'm like, if I can't figure this out, an elder millennial, a digital native who works in this space all day, and I know, you know, pretty bare bones stuff about UX, right?
Yeah.
If I can't figure this out, how do people outside of my level of expertise or my specific like generational like definition or like understanding of technology, if I can't figure this out, like how does anybody do this?
Yeah, it's true though. It's true. Yeah. I had someone I used to work with. He was not tech savvy. And he's one of my favorite people, still is. And I'm going to have lunch with him next week. And he was my go-to for user testing. Because I'd be like, hey, can you go to this website? And I'd be like, do this, this, and then this. Mm-hmm. And just to see. And I'm like, if he can find his way around, we are golden.
Yeah. All right. Well, so that was a whole lot of Eva yelling about things not going her way and then figuring it out. So this has been a pretty typical Wednesday.
It sounds right for the episode being around about tech support.
Yeah. For those of you following along, should we do a Bonita to Stressita meter for me? Like a
maybe.
is 1 to 10, or is that too much?
Yeah,
one
we'll to five? Just put it. We'll put it on the in the RSS summary for every episode. We'll just put like a one okay. to five. Maybe 1 to 10 is a little more fair, Eva. And we'll put Bonita rating is a 6.5 on this one.
Yeah, Bonita to Stressita. Bonita being one, I'm doing great. Everything's fine. Stressita being, I'm losing my mind. All right, so this tech episode from a Bonita to Stressita. I'm going 6.
I think that's solid. I feel like that's accurate. I like it.
Because all my stories, I ended up figuring it out. So I'm going 6. Yeah. So on the Bonita to Stressita, it was a 6.
And ironically, we didn't have to deal with any major IT issues on this one with no delays.
So far, so good. Now,
edited it yet.
Don't jinx anything. I got to download this and make sure it doesn't sound like Trashita.
Trashita. That's the new one.
Yeah. I just throw Ita at the end of everything. I can do that. I'm alone.
Okay. So perfect. Yeah, I like it. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks, guys. We'll see y'all next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Remember to follow us on Instagram @GhostBossPodcast, and also please like and review us on your favorite podcast app.